The Park City Council, in its new iteration with a new mayor and city council person, will spend the first several meetings of the year poring over the significant expenditure of a new versus an updated library. Jonathan Weidenhammer, the city's economic development director, says dissecting the plans to find out which makes more sense is good practice.
And it's not dissimilar to the last couple of big facilities we did with the Mark and the ice rink and the city hall renovation is, hey, are we sure? You know, we're talking about a $5.5 million addition and renovation to the library, and they wanted us to just check in and make sure it's the right site. So we're going to look at a bunch of sites in and around the current Carl Winters building. We've done some analysis on what we think it would take to build a new project on a new site. You know, the Mowinney parking lots one, the old fire station on Park Avenue. And we've even looked at the library field and the current parking lots for some comparisons for what new construction would cost.
In addition, Weidenhammer says the financial outlay must be examined to make certain that the cost pencils out to bring the building up to a green standard, a priority at City Hall.
You know, what we've learned to actually get this building across the goal line from an Energy Star standpoint, we're going to have to put maybe a little bit more than $2 million into it. You know, it's a 1920s brick building with a cement roof. It leaks air. The only way we keep the snow off the roof is to let the air leak out of the building and melt it. So we've got some substantial cost to meet that policy. You know, in the past, we've designed to those standards, but in the end of the day, when we went to go back and certify them to a LEED or an Energy Star building, we've come up short.
Sealing up the historic building will leave snow on the roof during the winter, which necessitates structural upgrades.
The second we insulate the roof, we actually have to hold up the roof and hold up all the snow, and we got to tie a new structure into the foundation, which is about $1 million in structural.
He says it all comes down to what it's worth to keep the library where it's at and in an historic building.
And, you know, there are some exemptions to our green building standard if we're budget challenged. I think the idea of the historic building, you know, is a unique circumstance for sure. And you know, one of the things we did through this exercise is, hey, do we really want to build this project in the lower Park Avenue area? You know, what about putting it as a centerpiece of a redevelopment in Bonanza Park next to a central town green? Or what about Prospector, where maybe you're more proximate to your families and districts that could also, you know, use some redevelopment help?
At the end of the day, however, the feedback he's received from the library board and staff is that the library should stay where it is in the middle of lower Park Avenue.
I've come back full circle to where I started on what the Lower Park redevelopment area is, and I think reinvesting in a historic building at the edge of Old Town that's proximate to the resort as the centerpiece and the anchor of this redevelopment area, I think is the right thing to do. So staff's recommendation is to do the building on its current site, but we are asking for policy direction on how green do you want to be.
Weidenhammer makes some guesses about the cost of a new library.
So we think that the cheapest you could build a new building might be $8.5 or $9 million. Depending on how green you want to be with it, it could go as much as 12.5 or 13. We could also pare back the size a little bit. If you wanted to build a standalone library, we'd be talking about 23,000 square feet.
That's Jonathan Weidenhammer. Meanwhile, the library board has expressed its desire for the library to stay in its current location. And Adrienne Juarez, the Park City Library Director, echoes that sentiment.
The library board did meet and really had careful consideration of the reasons why staying in the Carl Winters building would be advantageous and did come down on the side of very much loving that building, wanting a mixed-use site, which is really branded as a library and a historic Key Park City place.
She says that indeed a 20th century library can become a 21st century library.
The plans so far have a great deal of wonderful 21st century features built in, technology, and all kinds of amenities that I believe people will enjoy. It's blending the old and the new.
That's Library Director Adrienne Juarez. City Council meets in work session Thursday at 4:30 p.m. in the City Council Chambers of the Marsac Building. The library discussion takes place at 5:10. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.